There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. I'm gonna have a good day. I've decided that this is going to be a good day. I have made a decision that is irrevocable, irrepressible, and hopefully not irrelevant. Whatever the other.
I'm intrigued.
Here. Are you? That's good. Jennifer Horn is here to be intrigued, as is Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler, and you, hopefully, as we work our way through some of the issues of the day. 888-302-3684. How many people saw this coming? Cuba! Those Cubans.
Yeah, kind of a big deal.
Those commies.
I was blindsided, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming.
No, I didn't see it coming.
Not at all.
I think it is nice to know that somebody's got some common sense in Washington and that it's being embraced by the people in Havana. And you can say all you want to about whatever the reason for it, you know, their problem. It's tiring to have these conversations about something that should have happened 50 years ago. And now the two nations are going to reopen embassies, discussions, normalizing diplomatic relations. I thought that one of the biggest black marks against the Bush administration was that they could have done this and didn't for political reasons. And say what you will about Mr. Obama, and we all have plenty to say about him. What is he at, about 16% approval? No, it's Congress at 16%. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I think he's close.
Congress has a 16% approval rating. Bill Cosby has a 17% approval rating. So anyway, I just think this is nothing but good. Your comments and thoughts?
Well.
The Facebook address is facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Yes, well.
Let me throw this one at you.
Okay, go ahead, Richie.
What would you think of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays moving to Havana?
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Oh,
who
cares?
What difference does it make?
I mean, it'd be closer to where they grow baseball.
Can I tell you something?
Every single baseball scout in Major League and in the minor leagues is booking a ticket on a cruise to Havana right now.
And you know, Canada.
I said this before. American Airlines in the next 24 to 48 hours will announce starting up as soon as they can an hourly shuttle service between Miami and Havana.
But see, here's my question. We have to do some research. Congress has to still approve before we get right back into bed with Cuba, like, full strength. So can we travel now, or do we have to wait for that to happen?
I believe you can travel now.
I know we can get $100 worth of tobacco.
Don't book your airfare to Havana through Doug Steffen Tourism Industries. You might end up in shackles in Cuba.
No, it's going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, hey, listen, if we give China most favored nation
status. That's it, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, how can you not say?
And it's great
for
them.
That years ago.
I mean, it's great for them. They're going to get a lot of money from us. But here's my question. What do we get? Because we get one guy back. No, but we get one guy back, and they got three.
Yeah, so
what? How do these trades happen all the time like that?
We didn't have to do that. We could have done it.
The outside of this thing is we just totally caved.
Yeah.
You know, we never get anything out of this.
But you know, yeah, you do. It's foolish to have it. More tension. Why do we need more tension? So who cares whether you get one or three guys? What difference does it make? We have relieved a source of tension that has been a problem for decades. And, you know, that's the big picture, not the small picture. Let's keep moving.
All right. So do we never stand up anymore to the country?
You want to stand up, you know, who?
In jail their
who?
Dissidents.
We do that.
We don't jail our dissidents.
No.
We're not running
people over in Tiananmen Square.
Well, we didn't.
Putting gay people in concentration camps.
We have normalized relations with people in the country that ran over people in Tiananmen Square.
Right.
So
that's true.
If we have relationships with those people who killed all those people in Tiananmen Square, why don't we have relationships with Cuba? It's complete hypocrisy.
That's my question.
And the whole thing was dependent on the politics of Florida, which it seems to me it's time for somebody to bust that pimple wide open. And that's what's been done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jennifer's still on the verge of about to losing her cookies. I think you might have just sent her over the edge.
Next item of interest here, the North Koreans have managed to get Sony this to cow.
Angers me even more than the Cuba thing.
Why are you waiting? Hold on a second. Why are you angry about Cuba? What's there to be angry about?
I'm not angry.
Well, so don't say you're angry then.
Perplexed.
Okay, fine. Next, this is more perplexing.
This one angers me.
The North Koreans hacking Sony Pictures, and I'm wondering if Sony isn't backing away because North Koreans have got some more embarrassing emails, and they don't want them to.
I'm sure that's exactly what.
Become exposed.
Exactly right.
Yeah. They don't want to have everybody in Hollywood saying, "Screw Sony, we're going over to Paramount."
Well, let me tell you something. Everybody in Hollywood is saying, "Screw Sony," right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I had no plans to see this movie, but I'll tell you what. Your first step towards censorship. Yeah. Give me a break. Although I think it's stupid that the movie was even created about somebody, some dictator. They should have made an imaginary dictator. They shouldn't have made it Kim Jong Un. They should have made it Dennis Rodman or some other person.
I had that same argument too. But you look at it. Look at 24. 24 picks.
Realistic storyline.
Yeah. Realistic storylines about the Russians, the Chinese, the Middle East, all the time. Now, it's an imaginary, fictitious character that we're going after, but, you know.
Nobody's named. All right, anyway, it's just a lot of hooey.
Sony's going to take it hard for this one.
Sony is CBS. Isn't CBS connected to Sony? Universal's connected to NBC, so Sony's
I do not know.
I think it's Sony is connected to CBS.
They were. I don't know if they still are.
Not still. Well, they separated out for purposes of investors having a shot at things that they wanted to. They took, I think, the parent company's Viacom, and then Sony Pictures and CBS and those various and sundry pieces of the pie. I think there was a separation of some of that so they could get more money through the stock market.
They linked this hack to a hack, a North Korean hack last year.
Yeah.
They compared the code to it, and they said it's same almost thing. The same thing.
Yeah.
So there's almost no doubt it's the North Korean government.
So do we respond? I think we have to.
Let's bomb North Korea.
No, we got to do something.
What do we have to
bombing,
do?
Bombing, but let's hack them back.
I think wait a minute. I thought Sony hired
Kim Jong-un's best friend in jail.
Didn't I see something, Kenny, about Sony hiring or using a hacker to go back to do the same thing backwards?
I wouldn't be surprised if they were going to try that.
Sony's owned by the Japanese. Still, it's not. It's got an American company subsidiary, but it's still a Japanese company.
Mm-hmm. So let's bomb Japan.
No,
we did that once.
You see the Japanese and the Koreans.
We bombed North Korea too. We bombed them both. Yeah. They have some in common. America's bombed both Japan and North Korea.
Well, we bombed Japan a little bit harder than we bombed North Korea. We bombed Japan back in the Stone Age.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Japan.
Iraq.
Bomb, 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 bomb,
all right.
Japan.
You notice that there's no story about ISIS today. Nothing.
Yep.
They're celebrating Christmas early.
Huh.
Got a gift.
Hey,
Sony Pictures took away the steam from ISIS.
And what other government stories are now being shuffled under the rug because of this?
Exactly.
Right.
Wag the dog.
That's Richie's so smart.
Something shiny over here.
Yeah.
So glad. You always say that about me.
Well, it's true about you.
14 past the hour. Here's something else that's true. For those of you who are like Jennifer Horn, coffee lovers through and through, how many people listening to me right now have friends, relatives, some kind of relationship with a coffee drinker? How many? Raise your hand. I bet every single person listening to this program right now has somebody that they know who is a coffee lover. So you don't have to tell them, although they'll figure it out sooner or later, that you got them free coffee. That is, you didn't pay for the coffee that you sent to them. But you can send any number. You can have 100 people that you know get free coffee from BuzzBox. Sign them up. Just have to pay a couple of bucks to ship the coffee to them. But once they get on board, they'll love it. And by the way, the more people that you get signed up, the less it costs you for your own coffee. If you sign up 100 people, you'll never pay for coffee again in your life. Never. And you're just giving them this thing. What a wonderful way to say Merry Christmas Call 866-456-7805 for BuzzBox Coffee. Get rid of the lousy coffee. Get the good coffee. And tell your friends and your relatives you appreciate them. And here's how you show it to them. Here they have this beautiful coffee, wonderful stuff that tastes good, smells good, and is good. 866-456-7805. So there's the number, 866-456-7805 for free BuzzBox coffee.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
Twas the night of the holiday party when all through the house she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free. 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
The holidays are right around the corner, and I'm here with my good friend Wendell Brown, who is helping guys everywhere put their best faces forward. We are at the Art of Shaving on the Upper West Side. Now, what do you have in store for us today, Wendell?
Grooming is super important for guys, especially during the holidays, socializing, going to parties, so you want to put your best face forward. We're here with our master barber, John, who's going to show us the four elements of the perfect shave. First, you'll want to prepare with a pre-shave to protect the skin and soften the beard. Next, you're going to lather up for a close and comfortable shave. Shaving, for the proper technique, you want to go the same direction as your beard grows. And last, moisturize with the aftershave balm.
Now here at the Art of Shaving, they make that process look simple, but can guys do this at home?
Absolutely, if you have the right products.
These products make great gifts, don't they?
Absolutely, Raina. Whether it's the Lexington Collection gift set or the Sandalwood full-size kit, they're both excellent for holiday.
Terrific. You can't go wrong if you're giving the guy you love the Art of Shaving in a box.
And all these products are available at theartofshaving.com.
All right, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Chicken what? It's pronounced chicken gunya. You know what that means, Jennifer?
I have no idea.
Is that like chicken gumbo?
Gunya. Probably nunya. Nunya business.
Chicken gunya. Actually, it's a malady that causes you to bend over in pain. A nasty mosquito-borne virus that has no vaccine and no treatment.
And what's it called?
A wonderful combination. Chicken gunya.
Sounds awful.
Causes intense joint pain, inflammation. Comes
if
from
I heard this song when I was suffering with it, I'd probably be excited, though.
Yeah, really. Chicken gunya has been kicking around in the Americas for a couple of years, and now it's in the U.S. 11 confirmed cases, local infections. Comes from Africa, of course. Chicken gunya. Chicken gunya. There's nothing to stop it from spreading, so get used to hearing about it.
Chicken gunya, get it. Get
you. Yeah. Yes, you've got to have mosquito repellent.
It's hot sauce on it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
You know, how is chicken gunya? What was I listening to the other day, and they were talking about the 10 most deadly animals on the face of the planet.
Mosquitoes.
And mosquito was like one or two.
Yeah. Horrible. They're not animals.
You know, no, you know what was number two?
Right.
Humans.
Really?
Number one was mosquitoes.
You see cows on that list, Richie. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Let's get to the big news of the day from the world of music. The people who are actually being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame: Lou Reed, Green Day, Bill Withers, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let's see here. This is the April 18th celebration in Cleveland. Ringo Starr is going to be given an award for musical excellence. I'm looking at the rhythm and blues band known as the Five Royals. The original version of hits like Dedicated to the One I Love. Oh, man, that would be good. But generally speaking, I thought we had a little of this music here. We don't, apparently. One of the things that I thought would be kind of cool, Kenny, is to look at this list and then go back to what has happened over the previous years and compare and contrast. I don't think this is a strong class at all. Do you?
There's a couple strong ones in this, but
Lou Reed be one of them.
Yeah, Lou Reed, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Green Day, those three are big.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm surprised, but every year when the new list comes out, I'm surprised that the Moody Blues and the Cars aren't on it.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. They both have contributed a lot. I mean, in my mind, Moody Blues have contributed, and so have the Cars, but Moody Blues especially. I mean, they've been around for 47 years.
Right.
The Moody Blues have been around. Look at all of them. They have 14 albums that have tracked in the top 10. And how many hits? And they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? What's the story with that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. And the Cars, yeah. The Cars not as prolific as the Moody Blues, but certainly they belong there. They're well known. Sting is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Police? I think so.
The Police?
With
or
the Police, yeah.
With the Police, yeah. Okay, so if they're in, how come the Cars are not in? And certainly you look at some of these other, I mean, Paul Butterfield, yeah, he was okay. Joan Jett, yeah, okay. But are they the same caliber as the Moody Blues? Not hardly. Okay, moving from music to late night monologues, let's have a laugh with Conan, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers now on Good Day.
Several government buildings were left without power. Yeah, of course, the White House will be without power for two more years. So, over the weekend, the co-chair of Sony Entertainment finally broke her silence about the recent hacking scandal to apologize for some offensive emails that she sent about President Obama. In response, Obama said, "Oh, no worries, I secretly read those emails months ago." So let's just call it even, not bring it up. Producers at Sony say that hackers have gotten a hold of a script for the upcoming James Bond sequel. Although, if you really want to know what happens in the new James Bond movie, just watch every other James Bond movie.
Something to be said for that. The thing over Sony Pictures and what is actually happening, a couple of jokes from Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers on the email hacking scandal, and not only what was said by some of the heads of, you know, I think the most notable one is the story about Angelina Jolie and how impossible, at least the emails that were made public, make her look like she's absolutely impossible to deal with. And one of the studio heads said she's not a good actress, very difficult, moody, that sort of thing, childish almost. But isn't that what happens to a lot of these people? They get a lot of attention paid to them, and people make a whole lot of money. Don't they sort of get like that? That doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
So Sony has warned news organizations now not to publish any more of the secrets from the files that were hacked. Or else. What would be or else? We'll sue you. But what happens in a suit like that? Sometimes they get damages. Is it worth it to get the headline and then pay the damages afterwards? I think some of these people are going to
say yes.
Yes, exactly. 28 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more. Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Have a good day.
I quit my job about a week ago. Told them that I need some. Perfect.
Now that I know what to do. Thank you.
Hold on to the seat of your pants. That's what you got to do. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. I just said to Richie, or we actually talk during our other things that you hear. We actually talk among ourselves. Sometimes they talk more than we do, if you know what I mean. Richie says, So I just said, how does this happen? The temperature on the ground is 40 degrees here on my farm, and yet I see snowflakes coming down. And Rich,
and Rich is very smart.
Oh, my God, he is so smart.
Genius.
He said the temperature of the air above you is colder than what's on the ground.
It's not all about your air.
Right.
No.
It's always got to be all about you.
This Doug is my air. Right. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is my air. So, Rubio, senator from Florida, president's Cuba policy, willfully ignorant. The announcement initiating a dramatic change in U.S. policy toward Cuba is the latest in a long line of fatal attempts by the president to appease rogue regimes. Huh? I didn't realize Cuba was a rogue. North Korea?
Sure they
are. What do you mean, sure they are?
What do you mean?
What are they doing? How is Cuba, in its present state, a threat to anybody or a rogue regime? Huh?
Well, they're not a threat to us unless you...
Not a threat to anybody.
They're a threat to their own people. I mean, their own people aren't allowed to speak up. I mean, communism, I think, would be arguably not good for people.
Would you consider communism a rogue regime?
The communism is a form of government. It is not a government. A rogue regime would be someone who adopted using communism and did it in a restrictive fashion, pretty much the way the Chinese have done it since 1948. So, if we can do trillions of dollars a year in business with the Chinese.
That's the whole thing. That kills everything. The fact that we do business with China.
Of course it does.
Because it's convenient for us. Unfortunately for Marco Rubio, it just spurs out any argument.
Exactly. He sounds foolish.
He votes against doing business with China every time and has a consistent record of doing so. Then he's right in the statements.
Right. No. All right. So who backs Obama's Cuba plan? Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What are people saying, listening to us about? Is this a game changer to some of our listeners?
It doesn't look like it's a game changer. John says the 50-year embargo only hurt the Cuban population, not the regime in power.
Right.
It just gave people more reasons to hate America.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the embargo and start trade.
There you go. Bingo. What other comments you got?
Paul says, I can't figure out what makes less sense, Republicans getting mad about Cuba or religion. Both seem to be rooted in nonsense and fairy tales.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Exactly.
Okay, keep going.
Get that lump of coal to
stand. Yeah, right, exactly. Sandy's going to have a lot of dust on him when he comes down your chimney.
One more. Chuck says, on the downside, this means that Cuba will be subject to McDonald's, Burger King, and Starbucks on every corner, and cruise ship loads of American tourists. Sorry, Cuba.
And an hourly flight. They're going to run shuttle service from Miami to Havana as soon as American can get all of the pieces together. I guarantee that.
The thing that knocked me over the most is that there's actual speculation that the Tampa Bay Devil Rays could move to Havana.
There you go.
That blows my mind.
Let's have some good news here, boys and girls. The stock market had its best day in more than a year after the Federal Reserve said it will remain, quote-unquote, patient in approaching interest rates.
What a bunch of idiots.
So we got that to deal. I'm trying to figure out, and I think Jennifer figured it out, the Swiss government, which control, they have a Fed there, same as our Fed in a sense. I mean, it's a monetary control system. And they announced yesterday they're going to, when I saw it the first time, it looked like they're going to pay you to take out a mortgage because they have a negative interest rate of 0.25%. Jennifer seems to have straightened that out, or was it Kenny? Who straightened that out?
It was me. All right. I did a little crack research.
And you found?
That said, it's not exactly what it seems.
Well, really?
Well, you told me that was all you wanted to know, so I deleted the article. Let me go get it back for you.
I just...
I mean, when you say okay, then all I just go, okay, right. Delete, and done, on to the next thing.
Right. Yeah. I just find it interesting that there are so many different ways that you can be hoodwinked by banks.
It's trying to lower the value of the Swiss franc.
Yes.
That was the idea of it.
Franc. Here's some other interesting money news, Richie.
You know, the real story there, though, with the stock market, there's two things. We are propping up the market by keeping the interest rates low. That's what Janet Yellen is doing and alluded to. Mm-hmm. But the Russian economy, man, that thing is in trouble.
Right, which is why they're doing this. And they said that the negative rate means depositors pay to lend the bank their money, essentially.
So while low gas prices puts about an average of $800 over the course of a year into each one of our families' pockets, it's killing the Russian economy.
It'll pay for that increase in your health care benefits, Reggie.
Yeah. And that one hit. I've felt that one already.
$100
more a month.
But
I don't know what Putin's going to do. And they say he's still crazy enough to kind of play the rogue guy there.
Vlad the Bad.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's nuts.
He is. All right. Here's something that we talk about money. As Congress ends, there are a few reporters that are actually doing their job and investigating how certain politicians got questionable stock payouts. For example, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and Representative Mark Sanford. Remember him? He was the governor.
Did he go for a hike?
South Carolina, yeah.
Wasn't he the one that was hiking with the woman?
Yes. He ought to have his son run for office, and it could be Sanford and Son. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Why didn't I
yada,
think
yada,
of
yada.
That?
Yada, yada, yada.
I think that would be cool. Walk into the Congress.
Sanford and Son.
Come on, Dad, let's go.
Listen up, dummies.
Listen up, dummies. We're all about to vote. Right? We're going to vote on the Congress. I see a lot more.
All right.
drift of the issue, the gist of the issue, yeah, Richie?
No, but it was fun to hear the Sanford
It was fun. Yes, it was. Yeah. Sad to think about Sanford and Son in the United States Senate.
Big dummy.
There are plenty of them there. So Governor Pat McCrory of North Carolina and South Carolina Congressman Mark Sanford have been accused of taking improper payouts from various stock holdings that they have. They got the stock under questionable circumstances, and they have sold the stock, and it may be an example of insider trading. They have, every year, you know, Congress and the Senate, they have to fill out their ethics reports before the end of the year.
Right. Joke.
He's going to say, what kind of foolishness is this?
Who corrects them?
Right.
Well, they turn them into.
Yeah. It used to be Joel
Heffley. Yeah, right, exactly.
Until they got run out. Like the way he corrected them, right, and he ran them out of town.
Right. He was doing job. He's the one responsible for Tom DeLay getting booted out of Congress.
Right.
So the Republicans thanked him for that by running him out of town. You embarrassed us.
Hey, listen, you have to manage the ethics committee, right? Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. You actually manage the ethics
You're
committee?
Actually going after the bad guy?
That.
No. Send him flying. All right. Yesterday, we were talking about how some in Hollywood think there is a rare problem in the movies. There's a race issue. Today, Marvel Comics and DC Comics have sort of changed that image. At least
more Koreans in their film?
Well, no. Marvel and DC have, with their new, some of the Captain, like the new characters, Captain America in the new Marvel comics is black. Thor is a woman. Spider-Man is Puerto Rican. And Ms. Marvel is a Muslim. And the new DC Comics and...
sometimes a politically correct slaps you in the face. It just doesn't feel good.
Ms. Marvin is a Muslim. Mm. Spider-Man is Puerto Rican. Thor is a woman. Thor.
Puerto Rican.
Thor is my favorite superhero.
Puerto Rican. Hey, man, I'm going to put this web around you. You better slow down, man. I'm going to swing on top of you and shoot you with this web. Man. That's awesome. I love that.
Never mind. Right. There's so many good jokes that are so inappropriate. I was going to say, the best time to attack the Muslim lady is at sundown when she's hitting the in the ground, just jump right over. Wembo. New York City in the financial district. Leapfrog.
Okay, this is the politically correct Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'm on NyQuil. Leave me alone.
Give me some of that. Change that to DayQuil. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day and all night. Now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, get all of your last-minute gifts and save when you want to. With 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 25 to 40% off all watches, and 15% off fragrance gift sets. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's is open 24 hours, now through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Find your yes. Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, But if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
All right, let's get to our television report. Thanks to you not being here, Jennifer. I had to do this for the last couple of days.
Apologize,
and, in fact, Richie made fun of me yesterday. I was quite taken back with the vehemence in which he... I was doing a nice report.
Doug did your role, and I did Doug's role.
Oh, could you interrupt him a lot?
Oh, absolutely.
Do your own story?
Yeah, I called every story too.
Who cares? Yeah. Hashtag, who cares? now you know how it feels to be more sensitive to my plate.
Okay. Netflix is updating its Android app to support smartwatches. So I guess that means that you can use an Android mobile device to watch a movie or a television show.
Yeah, you've always been able to do that. Now they're going to make it so that you can do it on the watch.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be able to watch your watch.
You'll be able to watch the watch.
You'll be able to watch
it. Watch your watch. Man. What do they think of next?
We're never going to talk to each other ever again. It's going to be like a nose in our palm.
Instead of looking for the time, let's see how they're doing on House of Cards.
Yeah, and think about all the implications for school. Oh, my gosh, they're never going to pay attention.
Right.
Speaking of school-aged children, Stephen Collins, remember him from
Seventh
Heaven? Well, he's got the Captain Obvious statement of the day. Admits he's a flawed person after he confessed to sexually abusing underage girls. He's willing to admit that he's far from perfect man. He said, quote, I am a human being with flaws.
But he's never going to be on television again in his life.
Oh, no, he's done for. But he did an interview with Katie Couric, his first interview since the scandal. He said he's done everything he can to address them. And so he's confessed. He's come out and said, what else was there left for him to do? I mean, every PR person in the world would tell you just to admit you had the problem, call yourself inexcusable, and then try to get treatment and try to save yourself.
Call me inexcusable.
This one's kind of fun. Charlie Sheen is returning to TV, not for 2.5 Men, however. He's going to reprise his Ferris Bueller's Day Off character. Remember him? He was coming on to Jennifer Grey.
He was in the police station.
Right. Well, he's going to pick up that role again on The Goldbergs. Remember The Goldbergs on ABC? Oh, it's kind of the little show that could, and it deals with the family in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a Ferris Bueller episode, so that's kind of a fun thing.
Wow.
Time Magazine put out some of their 10 worst TV moments and shows of the year. Number one on the list, the Brittany Murphy story, which I kind of even forgot about. They also don't like How I Met Your Mother, how they treated the mother, because remember once they got them together, they killed her off? They didn't like that very much. Plus, the game show I Want to Marry Harry was on the list, the TV show Mixology, the NBC show The Mysteries of Laura, which I thought was a huge disappointment. And they're also citing that the final season of Newsroom was a little too preachy. They thought it was a very good start to the season, but then it just started to go into a perfect storm of preachy.
Anything Aaron Sorkin always at the end gets carried away.
Yeah, absolutely. Also on the list was Utopia, which was got all that hoopla press about people living in this. They create a society amongst themselves. They said it was depressing and dull, and it got canceled just in the nick of time.
Framingham, 51 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. It's now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with the proprietor of, well, he's a 50% owner of the Money Pit. His wife owns the other half.
Yeah, really.
And then what she doesn't own is Leslie Segretti. Actually, Tom's out in the cold. He doesn't own any of it.
Yeah, outnumbered.
Between Leslie and the wife, that's the end of that whole deal. Tom hosts with Leslie Segretti that very successful, fantastically successful, over-the-top, successfully home improvement radio program called The Money Pit, which many of you listen to around the country. I forgot, do you do tips, too, the Monday through Friday stuff?
We're on, like, 880 in New York City, a couple of great stations like that.
Tom, can we sell this?
Sure, speak to my business agent.
No. Who happens to be the same guy that we're... Hey, listen. How about that? Speak to that business agent. Okay, yeah. Speaking of business, the Delta Temp 2.0 hand shower, which comes to you exclusively thanks to the Home Depot, every single one of us has installed a Delta Temp 2.0. Every time I do this, I know I'm going someplace different with it. Delta Temp 2.0 hand shower. As a matter of fact, I didn't do it on my shower head up in the big shower. Meredith decided she liked the idea of it so much, she got open the box, looked at this and I'll put this in.
She did the installation.
Adjustable wrench. All she did was take an adjustable wrench.
I don't even need that. You can take the arm. I didn't even just do it with my hand.
Yeah, well, you want to make it tight enough so they're not going
to. I'm strong enough to be able to do it with my hand. You might need a wrench. But
no, right. The thing about this shower head, though, is so cool is that it tells you the temperature before you get in the shower.
Right. Yeah. And that's what Richie likes about it because he's all into that, any kind of bright light
digital
stuff.
Yeah. Right. It's cool to have a digital shower head, but what's even better for me is my kids can look up and go, okay, it's not going to burn me.
All right, so what are we talking about? The Dempa, the
you knew you were going to do that.
Good, right.
The Delta
Temp 2O technology has an LED display on it so that you will know what the temperature is of the water. That's what Richie and Tommy are talking about. Three color indicators. Blue is if the temperature is below 80 degrees and too cold. Magenta for 80 to 110 degrees. That probably is just about right. And red, you'll get scalded if it's over 110 degrees. So they want you to know. It's very convenient.
110 is hot.
It is, it's very hot. You don't want to get
I do 99 on 100.
Yeah, I'm at the 95-ish. So, this is available only at the Home Depot. Great holiday gift. Get it now while you can.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale. And it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end-of-year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Stressed about all those to-dos still on your holiday list? Flowers can be the perfect solution this season. Lifestyle expert Amy Sewell has sweet ideas for entertaining and gift-giving.
I think that flowers are one of the easiest ways to decorate for the holidays and to make your entertaining easier as well. The bouquets in Teleflora's new Homemade for the Holidays collection are nestled into food-safe containers, and they include exclusive recipes that go with each dish. For example, this holiday centerpiece has a Christmas meatball recipe, the gingerbread cookie jar has a chocolate-dipped cookie recipe, and a mocha beverage recipe accompanies this merry mug bouquet. Not only are these great for your own holiday entertaining, but with the flowers, the vases, and the recipes, these make fabulous three-in-one gifts. The other thing I love is that you have the convenience of ordering online, but the flowers are arranged and delivered by a local florist, so they arrive looking just like this and ready to set out and enjoy. To find more ideas for holiday decorating and all these bouquets, go to teleflora.com.
All right, Brian wants to know what's going on. He had a heavy rain, discovered a steady drip of water coming in from the first floor powder room ceiling. What's your advice for fixing that, Tommy?
Yeah, he's wondering how that water made its way from the second story.
Right, down to the first floor. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what it did is it followed the vent pipe, Brian. So when the vent pipe goes through a roof, and all plumbing systems are connected by vent pipes, there's a rubber gasket around it that often wears out, and the water gets into that space, and it follows the pipe down and leaks through the bathroom ceiling. So whenever you see a leak from a heavy rain at a bathroom ceiling, it's always the vent pipe, which is through the roof somewhere north of that space, on top of that space. If you fix that, the leak will go away.
You know, I had a problem though with the dormer window during an ice storm upstairs, and the water leaked down through onto the ceiling in the dining room.
Yeah, because in that case, you get when the ice forms, that the water will back up underneath it and find its way in, kind of against gravity.
Yeah, we always have to have those electric things to keep the ice from forming in your gutters.
Yeah, make or sure ice and water shield when you build it out.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Tom Kreidler, check out MoneyPit.com. He is the host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit radio program. Big Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segment is produced at Radio America by Richard Fenton and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob J. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.